The night I met Don, when I was confronted with the reality that I was living a boring life, my mind was racing 1,000 miles an hour. I kept trying to figure out what my next step should be, even though I realized that I was not living a fulfilling life, and there were stories that connected with the audience and stories that didn't. I wasn't sure how to build mine in a way that made it worth living. What's more, I wasn't sure what constituted a story and what didn't. Right then and there, I made a commitment to learn everything I could about stories. I bought myself books by Donald Miller, Robert McKee, Christopher Vogler, and Joseph Campbell. I attended classes on how to create and tell them. I even asked Shane Meeker, historian for Procter & Gamble, where I work, to teach me everything he knew about the power that stories hold. Let me recount to you something that helped me understand the way great stories are told. When I was a boy, my grandmother gave me a piano. It was a beautiful piano that still graces the living room of my father's house. My grandmother wanted me to learn to play it, but for some reason that I do not recall well, I never did. I remember being in music classes at a young age. I don't know if it was because I was bored, I wasn't any good, or if there was another reason. But at some point, they took me out, and there were no more lessons for me. For years, the piano remained in my mother's house. It was simply a piece of living room decor, a decoration that was never used. I never had an interest in learning to play the piano, although sometimes I would open it and attempt a melody, one of those that only your mom would like, or perhaps because she was the only person who loved you enough to be willing to sit down and listen to you play. I grew up and went to university. There I met my two best friends, Juan Carlos and Carlos. They're the kind of friends that life only gives you once. Though you may meet new people whom you come to love very much, they will never be them. Juan Carlos played piano. I discovered this one time when we were at his house studying for a university exam. But he didn't just play the piano. He was capable of bringing out the beauty of the music hidden inside the instrument. I would say he had a special gift. He practically taught himself how to play, and if you heard him play, it would leave you breathless. One day, we were at a photography exhibit on campus when we suddenly caught a glimpse of a grand piano placed somewhat illogically in the middle of the exhibit hall. Wanting to experience the sound of a grand piano, Juan Carlos decided to play a song. The moment he began to play, everyone in the room turned their attention from the exhibit to see where such a beautiful melody was coming from. Several drew near and leaned on the end of the piano so they could be nearer to the music and feel it more closely. I perfectly recall two really cute girls walking up, and I was single. Though I struck my best Prince Charming pose, fixed my hair, and looked them in the eyes, they never took their eyes off Juan Carlos. They were smitten. If I didn't take over the piano at that very moment and break out an Alejandro Fernandez song, I wouldn't stand a chance. I decided right then and there I was going to learn to play the piano. And that very day, I began. I remember my first class with Jerry Weil, one of the best jazz pianists in Latin America, who made me wait more than 6 months before he could fit me into his schedule so I could take lessons from him. The first day, Jerry taught me the basics of music. He taught me that music is beautiful.